95 Will Rock, the Rock Station, Tom and Emily Morning Show, 847. This guy's probably sick of singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I don't know. I'm actually jealous. We say good morning to and welcome to the show to Ben Rouse. Hi, Ben.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. Ben's on a quest this year to see all 162 Milwaukee Brewer baseball games.
Wow.
Are you sick of singing? Do you sing along on Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Do they sing it everywhere? They do it everywhere, right?
Yes, they do it everywhere. No, I mean it gets old after a while, but I'll still sing it.
You still sing, really? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah. And you're a Brewer fan, so like when you were at the Cell this past weekend, it was the Brewers and the Sox. And most of our listeners are either Cubs or Sox fans, and you know maybe Brewers too. But when you were at the Cell this weekend, and it's root for the just kind of go Brewers, or do you say home team?
I shout Brewers pretty loud.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Have you felt threatened or not safe anywhere being a Brewer fan and being at the away games? Who are the least friendly fans you've encountered so far? Because you're wearing like a Brewers jersey and all that stuff all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obligated to wear Brewers merchandise as I would anyways. But I mean, LA was probably the worst. I mean, I didn't feel threatened, but I mean, they were giving it to Braun pretty good because he won the MVP, and Kemp should have won it in some people's minds. So.
Yeah, and when he kept hitting home runs in L.A. and rubbing their noses in it, too. So, I mean, he had a pretty good series there. The Dodgers are tearing it up right now, except for they can't seem to figure out the Brewers, which is kind of interesting.
Right.
So now I want to say the reason you're doing this, first Duco's question was, does this guy have a job?
Yeah.
this kind of is your job for the summer, and you're doing it for a good reason, right?
Yeah, so in 2007, I was diagnosed with leukemia. It went into remission about a year later, only to relapse a year after that. And we started looking for a bone marrow donor in the international registry. And at the time, there was probably about 16 million people, and there wasn't a single match, a perfect match for me. So I wound up getting a double umbilical cord stem cell transplant, which does the same thing as a bone marrow transplant. It just uses, you know, a healthy newborn's umbilical cord blood that the mother can donate. It's not the controversial embryonic stem cells, anything like that. So, you know, it worked out great for me. 2.5 years out, I'm healthy. But the fact that, you know, there's so many people in the registry, almost 20 million now, and there wasn't a single match, just goes to show that the more people we can get into the bone marrow donor registry, the greater the likelihood a patient will find a match.
So you're doing this to kind of raise awareness of that. I've been on the, just to point it out, you know, how rare it is to be a match. I've been on the registry for 12 years. I've been on the registry for 12 years, and in all that time, there's one time where I've gotten called to do some additional testing to see if I was a good enough match for somebody, and I wasn't, and I wasn't. 12 years I've been on it, and I've never been a match for anyone. And what is the odds of being a match for someone is like 1 in 800 or something like that?
I can't speak to that, but I mean, over the last 25 years, they've, you know, facilitated 50,000 bone marrow transplant, you know, matching patients with donors.
Right,
and
right.
All those people, that just goes to show that, you know, 50,000 transplants and there's, you know, almost 20 million people in the database. So
it's just rare. It's rare to have somebody be a match. I mean, I've been on there for a dozen years and I haven't matched anybody.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
And it's hundreds of people. Hundreds of people have to be on there for every one person who needs a match. And then a lot of people still don't find matches. So you're going around and you're doing this. The baseball thing will get you attention. And then when people talk to you on some dumb radio show or something, you're going to bring up, people signing up for this registry. And it's not hard to sign up for the marrow registry. I just gave a little extra blood when I was donating blood one time, and then you're on the registry, right?
Yeah, and they have, I mean, at the main, you know, bethematch.org, they have a join the registry, you know, link, and you can either join in person, you can type in your zip code and see if there's a drive upcoming nearby. I know there's a bunch in Chicago coming up. There's one in Milwaukee on June 27th at, you know, 111 West Pleasant Street. It just takes a cheek swab, you know, like a Q-tip of some saliva and then some contact information, and you're in the registry. Okay. They also have, like, do it yourself at home kits where they, you know, they send you a Q-tip, basically, and you collect some saliva yourself and then send it back in. There's not a drive nearby.
It got easier because when I did it, they had to take a little bit of extra blood. Right. So, I mean, it's easier to get on the registry now if they're just, you know, doing that. So, you want people to get registered because literally you can save, you know, a life if you get on this registry and you get a match. and the odds of matching are so, people are like, oh, I don't know if I want to donate. Well, you don't have to make that decision until, you know, you're a match to somebody. It's not mandatory once you're registered, right? I mean, they're not going to come in the middle of the night and sneak out and steal all your marrow, right?
Right. Well, I mean, when you sign up, they say that, you know, one of the things you have to agree to is that you'd be willing to donate if called upon, because you can't have people like, oh, we found a match for you, and then a day later, like, oh, they don't want to do it.
Right.
We kind of need the people to commit. And I've actually, the thing is, I've gone through the donor process myself. When I was in remission in 2008, we were going to do an autologous transplant where they take out your healthy stem cells, give you chemo and radiation, and then put them back in. Mm-hmm. So I actually went through the donor process just as, you know, probably 80% of the transplants will go down today. It's actually much easier than a lot of people think. For me, I mean, I did it myself. You can have them do it, but I just had to inject in some fatty tissue, kind of like an insulin shot, a drug that makes your body produce more stem cells or, you know, bone marrow cells. They leak out into the bloodstream. I went into the hospital for 3 hours. They, you know, put a needle in one arm, take out blood, filter out the stem cells, put the blood back in the other arm, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's really it's a glorified blood donation. I mean, it's a little more complex, but that's the gist of it as a donor.
If you want to know more about this, you can check. Is it
bethematch.org,
yep. Right? Bethematch.org. I'll put that link on the show blog today and on our Facebook page. We're talking to Ben Rouse. He's raising awareness for bethematch.org by going around all 162 Brewer games. Have you been close on missing one yet or anything? Or you got a perfect record still?
Yeah, I've missed, I think, 58 pitches of the entire season, and those are, I've been in the park for every single pitch. It's just, you know, maybe looking at my phone, I keep track. If I miss, you know, like a 1-0 count that resulted in it, you know, just a ball outside, I still count that as a missed pitch. So, yeah.
58 yeah. pitches he's missed of the season.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. I was in the Twin Cities last weekend. That's a beautiful ballpark. We're going to Cincinnati in August to see the Brewers.
Okay.
We're going to Denver in August, Cincinnati in July to see the Brewers. So I'm going to a lot of games and some beautiful ballparks, but not nearly what you're doing. You're not getting sick of it at all or anything yet? Or
well, I mean, they're six games under, so if they were six games over, it'd definitely be a little more exciting. But, I mean, because I do really care about how the team is doing, so it makes it a little more challenging. But, you know, the be-the-match aspect of it makes it, you know, all worthwhile. If they somehow finish 20 games under 500, I'll still feel like I, you know, made a difference, even though it may not have been the most exciting for me.
For the cause, yeah. And, it, you know, it would have been better to be doing it last year when they made the playoffs and all that stuff. But, you know, they still got a shot this year. You got some. They seem like they might come around. So best ballpark, you know, other than, like, Miller Park, and you don't have to pander to Cubs fans or Sox fans here. Best ballpark that you've been to, if somebody's going to go to an away game for the Cubs, the Sox, the Brewers, where would you say they should go so far?
I mean, I haven't gone there yet this year, but I've been to, I think, 3 trips, 8 games over the past, like, 6 years, and that's the PNC in Pittsburgh. I mean, it's just picturesque. You've got the Roberto Clemente Bridge in the background on the river there, and the city behind the stadium. I mean, it's just a perfect place to watch a ballpark.
Very cool, very cool. All right, Ben. Well, we wish you good luck. Try not to miss so many pitches. I mean, that's pathetic, man. Come on, 58. Come on, get your eye on the ball game.
Yeah.
And the Brewers have embraced this as well, and for a great cause. Ben Rouse, and the website is bethematch.org if you want to know more about marrow donation and how you get on the list and stuff like that. Bethematch.org. So am I forgetting anything? Anything else we got to get in there, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody's interested in following along, I mean, I have a daily blog, pictures of every game. I get a picture taken with, I printed off before I left work, 162 pieces of paper with, you know, 1 through 162 on each individual piece of paper. So
cool.
To represent the game number. So yesterday was 72. The blog site is long, and if you just go to, you know, Google and search Rouse, R-O-U-S-E, and then the number is 162. It's the first link that comes up. So
R-O-U-S-E,
check that out.
162. Very cool. Ben Rouse, thanks for what you're doing, getting the word out about marrow donation, and good luck, and have a fun rest of the season.
Try not to get sick on stadium food.
Right. Try not to have too many hot dogs, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there's Ben Rouse. He's all 162. I am jealous, and at the same time, at a certain point, you got to be like,
a little overwhelming.
Yeah, right. Ready to stay in your own bed for more than a week at a time or whatever. So it's very cool. It's bethematch.org if you want to know more about marrow donation. I've been on the registry for a dozen years, no matches. It's just extremely rare to match someone.
It's totally rare.
So the more people they get on there, the better chances they have of finding somebody to actually be the match. And that's bethematch.org.